Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. In empowering your property today, with the announcement of the 2030 Green Plan, Singapore's committed to reducing carbon emission intensity by 36% from 2005 levels by then. Now, one of our most viable renewable energy source is solar, due to our high levels of solar exposure. Apparently, it's an average annual solar irradiance of 1,600 kilowatts per hour per meter square. But to achieve this goal, we need the commitment and participation of the private sector. And as such, Union Solar recently launched Singapore's first privately owned building that generates net positive energy at the Transcab headquarters. We're joined today by General Manager of Union Power, Dylan Ng, to find out more about this alternative source of energy and how it'll facilitate a commitment to a greener Singapore. Dylan, thanks for your time.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
The pleasure's all ours. First up, though, tell us what net positive energy and generating sustainable renewable energy is all about.
I mean, if you look at the Singapore's landscape now, we can see that the solar scene is picking up. So for the Transcab HQ building, this is something that we are very excited about, this project. So for Union Solar, is a fresh and exciting new brand by Union Power. So we are here to help the company to contribute to the energy and sustainability causes. So Union Solar, for us, we have been working with Transcab HQ, where we are able to transform the underutilized space into a green energy farm that can help them to save more energy and potentially allow the property owners to save more on their electricity bills. So with that itself, what we are helping the Transcab building is that with the solar PV installation, it can help to offset 45% of Transcab HQ building's total energy consumption. And with the excess solar energy generated, it can export to the grid to cover a night load of approximately 2 times over.
Wow.
So we are very excited about this project, where Transcab HQ building will be the first public transport operator to achieve a net positive energy for their operations. And this marks the first major step for Singapore business owners to add on sustainability and contribute to the growth of BCA Greenmark for the super low energy building.
Do you think this is a turning point in the adoption of solar energy then for Singapore?
We do.
Yeah.
In fact, we are seeing that, I mean, businesses have been getting, since the launch of the Singapore Green Plan 2030. So that has excited the whole market, especially for the customers of Union Power. So we have been retailing electricity to them, and likewise with the Union Solar Energy Solutions, they have been coming on board to inquire about this solar installation. And then that's where we are here to really help them to see how to create the energy solutions in a much greener way for them.
What kind of potential do you see, though, here in Singapore, Dylan? Because according to a report by Fortune Business Insights, the global solar power market size is projected to reach some $293 billion by 2028.
If you look at the global footprint, we are seeing a lot of the bigger MNCs, the RE100 companies, they are jumping onto the solar bandwagon to really solarize the rooftop, be it onshore or offshore. So with that itself, if you look at the Singapore context, we are seeing a strong growth of the solar installation in Singapore. If you look at the grid connected installed capacity, it has grew significantly from 10.1 megawatt peak in 2012 to 376.8 megawatt peak as of Q1 2020. So if you look at in terms of the stacks, the current total solar installed capacity is 25% of our green plan target of 1.5 gigawatt peak by 2025. Certainly, I think there's a lot of opportunity to grow the solar PV installation. And as of now, I think by end of Q1 2020, if you look at according to EMA website, there are about 4,000 solar PV installations. Potentially, we can go out there to solarize the rest of the C&I rooftop in Singapore. Likewise, for the residential market, there are about 68,000 landed properties in Singapore. This is a huge opportunity for the end consumers to really look at how can they contribute to the Singapore Green Plan.
What kind of challenges might you expect, though, Dylan?
Challenges, definitely there will be, but it's how we're going to manage the challenges.
Yeah.
So I would like to highlight four challenges. Firstly, is Singapore's cloud cover. So if we look at Singapore's position in Southeast Asia, generally we have a lot more clouds than most of the other drier countries in the world. So clouds do affect the performance of the solar panels. So the amount of power the solar panels can produce, it depends on the amount of light they receive. So in a bright sunny day, solar panels receive the maximum level of light. So when clouds cover the sun, the light levels are reduced, and that's where we see there are situations where the solar panels operate at about half of their full capacity. Secondly, space constraints. Singapore does not have large open space. This is where Union Solar can help to resolve this critical issue by utilizing the rooftop space of the Singapore businesses to maximize the number of solar panels deployable. So if you look at a publication by Solar Energy Research Institute in 2020 on the updated roadmap for solar PV energy produce, it concluded that the total usable space for solar PV panels is only amounted to just about 37 square kilometers.
Mm.
And that's where it's only about 62% that will be potentially on buildings, both on the rooftop and the exteriors. Thirdly, if we look at the technical constraints, I think when it comes to solar PV installation, we require a much more deliberate in terms of the system design, and likewise looking at the solar cell efficiency. And this is where our Singapore weather, especially our weather, the temperature is also continuing to rise, and the humidity of our sunny island, that could also have an impact in terms of reducing the efficiency of the solar cells and affect the system performance. Lastly, I want to touch on is on the cost of solar panels. What we have seen that the cost of solar panels they have actually dropped drastically over the years, and it has come to a point where it makes solar adoption much more viable compared to about 5 to 10 years ago. And generally, we see the lifespan of solar panels is about 20 to 25 years. And this is where it assures the user that they are committed to sustainability in a much longer runtime.
Costs always help, right? If they're reduced, and then if there's revenue generating opportunities as well, that would help the cause. What are some of the other benefits, though, Dylan, that one can see by adopting solar energy? I mean, you can save on your electricity bills, you know, enjoy solar energy tariffs, that kind of thing. What else is there?
I think definitely, what we see the main benefit now is where companies, especially for businesses, if they have a sizable available rooftop, this is something that they can start to install solar PV system on the rooftop, and potentially as well, we look at Transcap HQ building. That itself, it actually helps them to reduce the total energy consumption they drawn from the grid, and allow them to potentially be going after the BCA Green Mark certification. And this is where we see that both the businesses and the consumers in Singapore can really make a contribution towards a green plan, where we as a community, I think we definitely have a part to play in terms of to contribute to this intangible benefit of making Singapore a much greener city to live in.
What are Union Solar's aims then? So we've got the first building up and running already. What else is next?
Yeah. This is something that we have been working over the years. If you look at Union brand, we are a well-established brand over the past 40 years, and we have been building strong relationships with our commercial industrial customers through the offering of gas and electricity retailing. So with that strong connection on hand, we actually ventured into solar PV development, and that's where Union Solar is able to build a healthy pipeline of renewable energy projects. And specifically, we actually have been engaging local businesses where, especially those who can potentially work towards to achieve a net positive energy building.
Dylan, thank you so much for joining us today and for your insights. Please stay safe.
Yes, thank you very much, Howie.
Dylan Ng, General Manager, Union Power. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.